Blue Apron Get Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out, along with the people that are streaming with us, which is tonight, Mr. Kenny Lofgren, one of our fans, and we appreciate you. We had to kick some people off that were showing dirty pictures, and it was hilarious for about a second. But Jessica, will you please introduce our guests?
I would love to. This lovely woman is a world touring comedian. This is Jessica Michelle Singleton.
Yay! Thanks for having me. Yay. Happy to be here. Yeah, I'm glad I could finally make it. It only took being locked down, but you know.
I know.
We have this gentleman. He is an actor, writer, and comedian. His last special was finally live in Portland. I love Portland so much. You've seen him on Comedy Central with way more hair. You've seen him on Conan. This is Matt Brogner.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
We're such big fans of yours, Matt. Everyone here, I'm sure. Yeah, such.
Oh, thank you. No, this is cool. Thanks for giving me something to do that's actually real. You know,
okay.
I just sit in my house and write stuff that you're like, bah, will anyone ever see this? I don't know. But this is cool. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. I'm sure they will see it. I would also like to say hey to Michael Evans, our on-air producer. Hi, Michael.
Hi, everybody.
Special story real quick with Matt.
Cool. Yo, Matt. So I've been listening to your stand-up since before I ever thought of doing stand-up myself. And before I had ever even listened to a podcast, I just thought I'd try one out. And I don't remember what the podcast was, but you were a guest on it. And I chose an episode to listen to for the first time I listened to a podcast based on, I saw your name. I was like, well, I know who that guy is. He's funny. So I'll listen to this one. So now I'm podcasting with the first voice I ever heard on a podcast.
Ah, awesome.
That's kind of cool, full circle shit, huh?
That's really cool. That's rad, man. Thanks for letting me know. That's
of
awesome.
Course. Yeah, man. Thank you.
So let's start. Let's have Jessica start.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. I'll start. All right, first story. I guess this happened deeply in my alcoholic college-aged youth. I drank a lot in college. There are probably men from the Delta Chi fraternity at USF who still only know me as Beer Bong Girl.
USF?
University of South Florida. So okay. It's in Tampa. So just the trash can of all trash cans, where I was, the alcoholic mayor. So one night I went to an apartment party, which is a big thing there. People just get kegs and throw parties. And there was a pool and I decided to do beer bongs in the pool. So I was just taking like 5 or 6 solo cup fillings per beer bong and just hammering them down. And I ended up hanging out with some dude like all night that I don't know where he came from, to be honest. But there was like a point in the night where I was like, there's no party at the pool. It's just me and this man making out in a pool. And the last thing I remember is him being like, oh, have you ever heard of a place called The Greenery, which is a dive bar that was down the street from where I lived? Everyone had heard of it because they did nickel beer nights. And then also they did keg races every Tuesday. So like just you and your group show up and everyone pays like $10 and gets a keg and you try to finish your keg first. College is
insane.
Like I'm surprised everyone doesn't die in college, but maybe people aren't as dumb as me. Anyway, I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I own that bar. Like, and I was like, as a college student, I guess I was like, that's so cool. Whatever. So we're drinking, hanging out in this pool. And the next thing I remember, that's probably a dark story to say. Like, I don't remember. Next morning, I woke up. Everything was fine. I woke up on the pool table at the Greenery. Just completely different outfit. Lost my shoes.
So does that mean that you had went home to change, or did you have clothes with you?
I must have gone home to change. No, I didn't go home to change. I was in a Greenery t-shirt, is what it was. I was in an extra, extra large The Greenery t-shirt.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't know where my shoes went. To be fair, I don't know where my morals went. But It was like 11 a.m. And so I was like, who just left me here? Did I? So like, I was like, I should just go. How did I get here? I guess I'll just walk home and figure it out. So I decided to walk out through the, I tried to go out the front door. It's locked and I'm apparently still drunk. Can't figure it out. I try to go out through the back kitchen. And as I'm going out, this like cook walks in and I just run into him and he looks at me and he's like, who are you? And I was like, the plumbing was bad. I'm the plumber. I have to go. And I just had no shoes on and walked past this giant man. And my truck was right outside. So I was like, cool, cool, cool. I drove here.
You're good. I mean, this is normal.
That was my cleanest
virgin. Story. Virgin.
Still am, you know?
Oh, okay. You know, you had me until you said you had the Greenery's t-shirt on. It seemed like when Jessica asked you, when you said how many, that you were in a different outfit. And then when Jessica asked you, that kind of seemed too easy. I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
I don't know. This, if I had to vote, like, okay, choose between this and what's in door three, I would say this is the true story because it's so insane waking up with a shirt on. Like, it's one of those things that sounds so insane. It sounds like someone would make it up. And maybe that's a misdirect on Jessica's part. I don't know. But I don't know. I would vote this is true because it's one of those things where, like, okay, look, she went in the bathroom and pissed on herself and then she found this shirt and put it on and she laid on the pool table. Everyone out, we're just going to leave her here and let her sleep it off and don't tell the cops. Just leave it here. Leave her here. You know, like, I could see that possibly happening. So, yeah. So, oh, go ahead, Michael.
Oh, it actually works when you put your finger up. That would have been the test.
I know. I followed the rules.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, Jessica, help me understand, because you guys were in the pool. Did he, like, come up with you to wherever you lived to change into normal clothes? How'd you go from pool attire and all wet situation to in your own outfit at the bar? Where was that step?
I would love to have that information for you. Especially... I didn't know till my junior year of college that not everybody blacks out when they drink. I just thought that was a thing we were all doing. And I was like, you know, like, you drink and then, like, you don't remember what happened. And all my friends were like, no, that doesn't happen to us. So it's just kind of lost in the memory bank.
Mm. How far was the Greenery from the pool?
It was definitely a drive because it was an apartment complex that was, I mean, it must have been like a mile and a half away, so not a far drive in the, like, late at night, but like 7 to 10 minute drive.
Did you ever find your clothes?
No, that happened a lot in college. Lost many
I believe
clothes.
That.
Yeah. Jessica, just look at her face of skepticism over there. Look at her; she's like,
well, now it's starting to sound like a college movie. You know, it's just like, this is Meatballs 3.
Yeah,
that would be my. I've got a whole trilogy. Balls, you guys are gonna love it.
Was any hole in your body sore?
Oh. the gaping hole in my heart. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah. Answer yes.
Like, not again. Come on, get your shit together.
All right. Well, let's move on to Matt's story.
Okay. Well, I got jumped when I was in high school. The last day of high school, it was like you have that overnight, senior overnight. I don't know if you guys did that, where you kind of stay up all night with everybody. And then basically you have like a party, but it's like sponsored by the school. So you're just doing secret drugs, like, you know, pills and marijuana and stuff. And you save the real partying for the next night. And in Portland, where I grew up, my school would go to this place called Fern Hill, which is in Northeast Portland. And you just go and you drive your cars up in this area where the cops don't usually go. That's the upside of Oregon. You can go drink in the woods because there's woods everywhere. And my friend and I were walking with beers and we heard this guy go, "What's up on that beer, homie?" And I was like, "Huh?" And this fist just goes poof and just hits the side of my head. And I went flying. And then these guys just jumped on me and my friends. And the weird thing is that happened a lot at that point in Portland because you had gangs moving up from Los Angeles where things were getting kind of hot and kind of crazy in terms of like the cops cracking down on, people selling crack. And so
I love Portland, and I just came back from there before this whole virus with Mo Mandel.
Yeah.
I just can't see a lot of hardcore gangs in Portland. Unless
see, that's the thing. Like, there actually have always been in North Portland. Those are, like, that's the area you don't really think about when you think about Portland. And this especially was a crazy time because you had, like I said, Bloods and Crips moving up from Los Angeles and indoctrinating young black youth that didn't have like a strong parental figure in their lives and, you know, gangs or family. And then you had this guy named Metzger who lived in Central Oregon who branched out and would get the white kids and be like, it's us against them, man. You know, and so you had this kind of awful hotbed of hostility where the scariest thing was you had guys that were like my age around, I was like 16 or 17, that wanted to show how tough they were. And the way they do that is they like, oh, you have beer, and they just jump on you. And it was really just like, you know, young males that want something to belong to. But in this case, me and my friend got jumped by these guys who were trying to kind of claim Crips or whatever. And they jumped us, and I was trying to swing them off and punch somebody, but it was so dark I couldn't even see. And then someone put something in my back that felt like a gun. So I just balled up, and they're just kicking the shit out of me and my friends. And then all these guys turn their lights on in their cars, and they're surrounded. And I knew all these guys from like the football team and stuff like that. We were just like, what the fuck? And they come running down the hill, and these guys scattered. So my friend gets me up and he puts me in a car and he takes me to the hospital. And I had a broken nose, and I reset it just by doing this because I was kind of numb. And they took me into the main area where you go in for urgent care. And the lady sits me down and she starts trying to quit. Like, okay, so what medications have you had? And I was so punch drunk. I was like, I got a shot in my ass once. And I took my pants off, like in the open waiting area where everyone's just there. So I'm peeling my pants and my underwear off. And they're like, sir, please. And they yank my pants up and they get me in the back. And they fix me up and set, like, my arm was sore. They put me in like a sling. And this doctor was checking on me, and then he would go away. And then he would check on me and go away. And it was that point where I'm like, all right, it's 2 a.m. I need to go home. My parents don't know where this is before cell phones. Like, I got to call them. They don't know where I am. This is fucking stupid. And like, I'm looking through, there's like a wall that's with a glass, you know, like with a window, and then a hallway, and then another wall with a window. And I see, and someone's playing Tetris. And my friend Brian, who drove me to the hospital, is with me. And we're just like, what is taking so fucking long? And I keep looking and keep looking. And then I finally like, look, and it's the doctor. And he's just playing Tetris by himself. Like, the guy who can release me. I've asked 5 or 6 nurses, like, can I go home? This is bullshit. And finally, this guy comes back and he's like, well, yeah, it looks like I ran a bunch of tests. You seem fine. What tests he's talking about, I have no idea. They did not put me in for a CAT scan or anything. You just checked my nose and put me in an arm in a sling. And I was like, he's like, you'll be up and at it in like a week. I'm like, yeah, can I play piano again? And he's like, totally. I was like, can I play Tetris, motherfucker?
Ah.
And he was like, yeah, yeah. And then he just kind of walked away, and they released me. And then my friend drove me home, and I had to go out to my parents' room with my arm in a sling and be like, hey, this is why I didn't come home yet. I got beaten up in a park.
So I have questions. First of all, Mama Bird says, there is no way there are gangs like that in Portland, Oregon. Quilting bee gangs, yes. Old hippies growing the best ganja ever, yes. Bloods and Crips, wah-ha-ha.
Right.
Well, I mean,
I explained that at the beginning. They were coming up from Los Angeles and they were indoctrinating youth.
Hey, okay. Hey, I'm also from, my grad night party overnight thing was also in Portland. I'm from Vancouver, right over the river.
Oh, yeah, the Coos.
Yeah. And so there was definitely, even if it was like, there's not that hardcore shit going on there, think about what they were doing was pretty low stakes, like kind of just scoping out a couple of high schoolers and kicking their asses.
Exactly.
I don't know how like real deal the gang activity was, but there's definitely some shit going on there.
Yeah, exactly. It was no scene from the movie Colors at all. Like, none of those guys. You had guys who were like sneaking guns into school, which to me was always scarier than an actual gangbanger. Cause it's like, if I'm not in a gangbanger's not going to give a crap about me. It was more like people being like, oh, finally I get to act tough. And for a town like Portland, it was like, no. Like, yeah. Per Jessica's point and Mama Bird's, it's like, yeah, that's not Portland. That's why it was so scary.
You know? Jessica Michelle Singleton, can you believe what a fucking liar this guy is?
No, man. I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska, and I feel like nobody expects there to be gang activity there. And people in my high, there was like wild shit that I know a guy who like got stabbed over a case of beer. So like, as much as it sounds crazy, it's like, I don't think, I'm like, are these really going to be Bloods and Crips? But I could see it being like you're saying, these tough kids who want to seem like they're cool.
Right.
Doing dumb shit. But wait, you got punched in the face like in the woods?
Yeah. Well, he,
so these people were hiding in the woods waiting for people?
It's basically like a Fernhill's a big park.
Oh,
so it's like, park. You know, if you're in the middle of it, you'd feel like you're in the middle of the woods. Okay. But it's actually in a city area.
Mm,
there's okay. like a track and everything in there. There's like, it's a really, Fernhill's really big. It's a okay. really big park.
I'm from a small town, and I will say I worked at the Winn-Dixie, which is a grocery store, and I got robbed there at gunpoint. So I mean, I guess it's everywhere, you know.
Yeah, but that was your dad.
Yeah. A question from Kenny Lofgren is, "What year was this?" And that's exactly what I was thinking. What year was this?
I graduated in 1992.
So it's probably was it senior year or
my senior year? Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah.
When did you have a chance between, like, I think that they must have, like, kind of changed the program, because, like, for us, we go from cap and gown to, like, they're like, get them on the fucking bus.
Don't yeah, that see. Was it. Like, that was like, the night you, before. That was the night
so
before.
So how'd you have a chance? Oh, so you're saying this is the night after.
Yeah.
I was like, how'd you have a chance to get beer during grad?
No, we didn't. There was no chance. They make sure that. They put it right on the school bus. Like.
Okay. Uh-huh. So when, had you taken any pills or anything the night before that you needed to explain when you got to the ER?
No, actually, I hadn't. I might have been high, but I don't think so. I think I was just like playing pool sober, just like most other high schoolers.
Jessica, it's funny you'd say, I took a shot in the ass. Is that what you said to when they asked?
Yeah, because when I was 11, I went to Asia with my parents, and I had you have to get inoculated to, you know, whatever, malaria and stuff. Cause I was going to, I think, Taiwan. And this was like 6 years after that. I was 17 when this happened, 16, 17. I was 11 when I went to Asia. So I was like, oh, I have to show you, as if I just had the shot. Like, it was that I'd been knocked around so bad. I really didn't have much sense of time, you know, in a
oh my God, please.
So weird.
All right, Jessica,
wait, I just, two things. So you were sober and you pulled your pants down in the like open waiting room?
No, that was the second night. I'd had a couple beers, but I was also like, I wasn't drunk at all. I was barely buzzed, but it's like, I'd been the
hit.
One
so
guy
hard.
Punched me in the side of the head. One guy broke my nose. They kicked me in the head while I was on the ground, and I got kicked in the rib. So I was just like, just in a complete and total daze.
Wow. You know, Kenny and Mama Bird said, bullshit.
Right on.
All right. Let's go to Jessica Michelle's next story, unless someone has anything they want to add in. Jessica, anything you would like to add in, Wellington?
I'm good for now. I want to hear a second story.
Yeah, we'll judge it after the second story. Go ahead, Jessica Michelle.
Okay. So I was maybe like 5 or 6 when, I don't know where you guys were, when the Jim Carrey craze was going on, just like The Mask, Ace Ventura, those years. And I have one brother who I wanted to like be, like, I was such a tomboy. I'm like, I'm so cool, whatever. And so we would watch all those movies together. We, you know, do all the impressions, quote the movies, like, you know, a lot of kids in the 90s did. And, he was having a sleepover with a bunch of his male, just like, you know, young second or third grade boys. They're a little older than me. And everyone's doing just, you know, The Mask impressions and whatever, Ace Ventura. And it's a short, terrible story. But me wanting to be like, I'm so cool and I'm so funny. I stood up on my brother's bed and I pulled my pants down and mooned everybody. And tried to do the, you know, in Ace Ventura where he's like, I want to let me ask you a few questions. So I did that, and then I was like, thought it would be funny to fart, but it wasn't a fart, and I got diarrhea on my brother's bed.
Wow.
In front of all of his friends. And to this day, they still call me Shit Goose. I don't know why Shit Goose. I don't know the correlation. It's just because it's like the word.
The expression, like, shit through a goose?
Yeah, I don't understand it. Probably. It's probably smarter than I am. But I was like, I feel like maybe we could just call me, like, bed shitter. I don't know why we have to involve geese. But, yeah, no, when I call my brother to this day, he'll answer and be like, how are you, Shit Goose? And and I haven't been a crazed Jim Carrey fan since.
I thought maybe since it was so movie related, maybe it was from Top Gun. Don't shit.
Oh, may, I mean, that's good.
Okay. I don't know. The Shit Goose thing kind of seals that for me as a true story, because that is such a little benign fact. You know what I mean? That we were like, why the fuck would you make that up? You know, the first story I thought was kind of...
What if she did get that nickname, just not that way?
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Well, it's like, as much as I think the first story, like, was true, I hope this one is true and that other one isn't true. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like... I don't know what to vote for now, because I'm not gonna be like, yeah, I hope you woke up naked in a bar. Like, I no.
Hey, I had a shirt on.
Okay, yeah. fair.
That I found, apparently.
Yeah. Greenery. She had such a good first story until I asked, did any hole hurt? And she just said her heart. And it's like, no, girl. If you end up on a table at a bar just with a t-shirt on, something is sore, you know? So
I don't know. College was pussy numbing for me. Oh, yeah. It just went into like shell shock for a few years. I was like, we've been through too much.
I do believe they could carry you because you're so tiny. They could carry you.
and just leave me there as like a prank. That would be, yeah.
Wow. All right. So let's move on to Matt's second story, unless someone has a question. All right, Matt, your second story.
Mine is a little shorter too. I was bored with my friend Carl in high school. We were 16, and both of these are high school stories. I don't know why, but Carl's nickname was Big Bear or Biggie back then. He was a giant guy, and he was really into mischief. He was really into fucking with people and pranks and things, and we got this idea to get a fire extinguisher and drive around Portland spraying people. Like, I would drive the car and he would spray out the window. And it was a water fire extinguisher. So, you know, one of those ones you can fill up yourself. Like, you fill it up with water and you fill it up with air. And you can do, I think if I remember correctly, I think you did them both at a gas station. I know you did the air at the gas station, but we figured out the ratio was about a quarter water and three quarters air. That way you had way, way, way more pressure. So it would almost hurt when you sprayed people with water. And we drove around downtown, and it was like the most low rent version of a drive-by shooting, because we would go by like a dance club, and there'd be like a line of people and they're all in nice clothes. And I would just drive by and he would spray the whole line and try to get people. And you have so much control when you hold the head of the hose. You can spray people in the face and then their crotch and all this stuff. And so, like, he just would get everybody. And
you'll admit that you have control over a hose with water and nothing else.
Nothing else.
Jessica, did you want to interject here, Jessica Michelle?
I just love that we both have stories about spraying people.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
And Jessica, you didn't shit on any of your brother's friends, did you? You just went on the bed.
It's the bed, mostly.
Mostly. Okay. Cool. Good Lord. So
it might have been shrapnel.
Shrapnel.
It's a little collateral damage. So we're driving we went back across the bridge into the east side of town, and we're at a stoplight, and there's a woman in a car next to us. And by this time we'd sprayed like all kinds of people walking downtown. And this woman just looked furious in her car. And Carl looks at me and goes, man, she looks hot. She looks like angry, man, like pissed off. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you think I should cool her down? And I was like, please don't. And he sprays her right in the face, like car to car. And I was like, what the fuck? And it turned green and I just punched it and we drove. And this woman tears after us. And the next 15 minutes was just a high speed chase. I went through, I don't know how many red lights to shake her. And I'm terrified. She's like, you know, this is before cell phones, thank God, or she would have called a cop. But she's getting close to me. She's almost running into my mom's car. And Carl just says, hey, man, this isn't my, like, I have drugs on me. And I was like, what? And he had like pills and weed on him. So I'm not only trying to get us to not be killed by this woman, I'm trying to get like, so if she like hits me and I hit a tree, she gets the cops. My friend has drugs. They sprayed me. That's assault. So I'm fucking terrified. I blew through a red light, took a right, took another right, blew through another red light. I got to my mother's house and I pulled deep into the driveway and I shut the garage behind us. And we just sat there for about a half an hour. And I don't know whatever happened to that lady. I feel terrible that my friend sprayed her in the face, but I'm so glad that she never caught us. And that's the story.
I'm going to go to Kenny. Can you unlock Kenny for a minute? Kenny, what do you want to say?
Were those window washers pointed outwards? Is that what happened or how was that?
No, it was actually a fire extinguisher that with a hose. So like the kind you put air and water in.
I don't know, Matt. I know you probably were a fun, cool guy in your 20s, but whenever you say pills and weed, I'm like,
no.
Fair. I don't, if you were doing pills and weed, I feel like you're going to like chill on your ass and not.
Well, I didn't take any. I wasn't intoxicated at all, but I don't know if Carl was. He just had them in his pocket.
I just think you seem like too nice of a guy. I feel like you're like a sweet kid who's just like, my friends. But I don't know. I don't buy you driving the streets and spraying people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you,
Carl, on the other hand, this is classic Carl bullshit, though. This is so Carl.
Always getting into wild shit, Carl was, for right. sure.
All Carls do weird shit like that, though.
Yeah. You become your name.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Felicia.
Bye.
Matt, let me ask you, can you do an impression of Carl spraying the woman in the face? Like, was it like Al Pacino doing coke in the mansion? Like, how did he do it?
No, it was because he had the fire extinguisher here. And how you do is you push the thing down and you hold the hose with this hand and just go. Psh. So it was like, I think she needs to cool off. Like, it was just the most casual thing you ever saw. I mean, I couldn't believe he did it. I was so mad at him.
And did the woman look like scary? Like,
yes, she was a large, stocky woman. She looked furious, like really.
Was
like
she wearing
just
a
furrowed brow?
Was she wearing a double XL greenery bar T-shirt?
No.
It was Lee.
If only.
I don't know, Jessica. What do you think?
I'm thinking, I didn't like how you started off this story because it sounded like you were reading to a children's book, you know?
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is Carl. We call him Big Bear.
That's hilarious, Jessica. And what's funny is Matt's like, oh, okay. Like he took a note, like next audition, be aware of that.
Yeah. Take the note. Yeah.
All right. So why don't we go to Michael and have him do the recap and then we'll take a vote. So let's start with Jessica Michelle's.
Okay. So Jessica Michelle's first story, she was an alcoholic in college. And a lot of DKIs knew her as the beer bong girl and she's partying in an apartment one night and she's beer bonging in a pool, taking 5-6 at a time. And she's hanging with this one dude all night. And at some point it's just her and this guy in a pool. And he reveals that he owns the bar, the Greenery, where they go quite often. So they go, long story short, next morning she wakes up at the Greenery in a double XL Greenery T-shirt on the pool table. She tries to leave out the back, and she runs into a cook who asks who she is. She says she's the plumber, and she just continues, gets to her truck, and gets the fuck out of there. And then her second story.
Oh, wait.
Her second story.
Wait. I have a quick question. So then you ran a mile. You said that the greenery was like a mile from the apartment building, but you were carried there. And then so you left the greenery in your extra large t-shirt to go back to get your truck in front of the apartment.
And my truck was at the greenery.
Yeah, she drove to the greenery.
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea how I got to the greenery. In a blackout. But apparently it was in my truck because it was
right. Oh, I thought you said they carried you from the pool to the greenery.
No, I didn't say that. No.
All right. Wow. It's crazy.
I know, right? I know.
Yeah, that to me, besides her waking up half naked, was the scariest thing. I was like, oh no, your truck.
Times are different now. I was fine. Don't cancel me. I did it to myself.
No, come on.
Adorable that you drove a truck in college, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a beat up S10, and the back was customized so that I could. It was like for camping, like you could take the bottom and make a flat thing to lay down in. And me and my roommate would just be like, we're too drunk to drive. Let's sleep in the truck.
Makes complete sense now. She just said this was Florida. I believe it.
In her second story, she was 5 or 6 years old during the Jim Carrey movie craze. And she was a little tomboy who idolized her older brother. And they always watched and impersonated the movies. And he's having a sleepover one night. They're watching the flicks. They're hitting the jokes. And she thinks it'd be funny to jump up on the bed. And she tries to give him like a full moon, bare ass, open air fart. And it turns into diarrhea. And now everybody knows her as the shit goose. I don't know, man.
This is tough.
This is tough.
Look at her sitting there like a shit goose. Kenny says,
oh, Kenny's got to say something.
Yeah, Kenny says that. Okay, go ahead, Kenny.
I'm just saying first is a lie. I'm not believing it. Just based on your facial reactions when he was saying it, there is something about it. Just I can't pinpoint it, but that's it.
I'm a skilled actor. I'm not.
You didn't take any notes like Matt.
It's all up here, baby.
Oh, Florida equals old geezers. Yeah, Mama Bird, you're absolutely correct. All right, so let's take a vote unless anybody has questions. Jessica, what are your thoughts?
I think I know now. I think personally, since I was born in Florida, I have family in Florida. I did a lot of stupid shit in Florida, way worse than that. I think that's the pool table is true. I think the shit story is a lie. I don't know.
I think for the same reasons, the whole Florida thing, the kid story is definitely true. Here's what I think. I think that the first story is her lie for the story for this occasion, but I think most of that story is true, and there's just something about it tonight that makes it a lie. But I think that's sort of happened before, both have, but that's her lie.
I mean, like, I don't think the story is true, but I think she's an alcoholic who has probably done a few of these things.
Yeah, I think you know some Delta Chi's for sure.
All right, what about you, Matt?
I don't want it to be true. I want two to be true despite the diarrhea. But I think I'm going to go one because it just, I believed the details about leaving the truck and the night getting away from you and just being in that. But it was so bizarre. I was like, that just sounds, it just rang true to me. So I'm going to go one. I'm going to go one.
One right. Is being true.
Right. One is true. Yeah, one is true.
So the second one is the lie.
Yes.
Okay, Mama Bird, first one or the second one is the lie? One or two? Two is the lie. You know what? And Kenny thinks one is the lie. I think two is the lie because I think it's her brother that did that and she just witnessed it and they call him the shit goose.
Whoa.
So I think the second one is the lie and the Florida story is fucked up but true. All right, everyone's voted. Jessica, Michelle, which one is the lie?
The second one is the lie. Oh! And you're close, by the way, Felicia. it's a story about something that happened to my boyfriend when he was a kid at someone else's house, and he got banned from their house for sleepovers. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. The shit goose part, that was, I do get called shit goose by my brother, but that's for a completely different shitting my pants story.
Is it is it your boyfriend that was walking around
in behind me? Yeah, because I was like, I don't have the bandwidth to change my background. So I was like, there's just a man in my background parading around.
A man who likes to pull his pants down.
Yeah.
He does it right here.
Yeah.
It's like a party trick where we just never get invited back to party. So yeah.
All right, Michael, let's do Matt's stories.
All right, and Matt's first story. The night after grad night, he was walking with beer through Portland with his buddy, and he got jumped by some indoctrinated youth Bloods and Crips, and basically went to the ER. He got jumped for a little while. It's not cut right to that, but he gets to the ER. He's got a broken nose that he set himself on the way there, and at the ER, he starts taking his pants, his underwear off, and they ask him if he's on any drugs or drunk or anything. And he says, "I got a shot in the ass once." They kind of pull his pants back on. They dress him.
They asked. Sorry, man. It's my gut. Not to interrupt you, but they asked if I'd had any if I was on any medication. Not they didn't ask if I was intoxicated. Just to be clear.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They asked if he was on any medication.
Right.
anyway, so he's in the room. The doctor's checking on him periodically, and Matt notices he's just out there fucking playing Tetris. They say they ran some tests. They let you go home to your parents. Correct?
Yeah.
We get that finished.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And in his second story, which is, of course, right here are my notes. Oh, yeah. This is when he was 16. He's bored with Carl, also known as Big Bear. Carl likes mischief, and they're driving around Portland one night blasting people with a fire extinguisher. And it's like a cut-rate drive-by. They're at a stoplight. This lady looks furious next to him, and he says, "She looks hot. Should I cool her down?" And Matt's going, "Please no, please no." He blasts her, the light turns green, and they take off, and it's a 15-minute chase. He's blowing lights. He's terrified. Carl says he's got drugs on him, and so you hit the gas harder, blow some more lights, take a few more corners, and get to your parents' driveway.
Yes, correct.
And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think. I think it's similar to what Felicia thought about mine. I think the second story is true about somebody else. And he's borrowed that story. So I think the second story is a lie.
Mm.
Just because of kind of the storytelling aspects of it. But then also the fact that he was so specific about clarifying a detail when you were recapping the first story. It's like he remembers everything so much more clear. Yeah. Mm. So I think the first story is true. And I just think you're too nice to have actually gone in a car with someone spraying strangers. I think the second story is a lie.
I think I'm going to vote with you. But what about if he's really like uptight and anal? Like, look at those pictures behind them. Like, you look at the pictures behind him, they were hung with such detail. Maybe he's so anal about his story that he has to correct every little part of it when Michael recaps it. What do you think, Jessica Wellington?
I think Matt's the kind of guy that definitely doesn't not go to the doctor. You know what I mean? Like, he...
Good point.
Yeah, like, he's gonna go. If something is scratched or whatever, he's not feeling right, he's got a little rash, he's going.
So, Kenny, you think number one is a lie, right? No. You think the second story is the lie about spraying with the fire thing. Okay. And Jessica, Michelle, you said the second one is the lie too, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with that. I think the second one is the lie.
Mama, I'm going the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the second one's true.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Second one is true for Mama Bird. Jessica, once again.
I think that the second one is the lie. The fire hose is a lie.
Yeah. All right. So, Matt.
Yes.
Which story is the lie?
Number two.
Yes. I knew it.
0-2 yep. tonight.
Yep. That was a big thing that kids did in my high school. I was in a car once when a guy was spraying, and I was like, "Let me out of this fucking car. You guys are maniacs." But like, I was never like the wheel man, anything like that. But everything I said happened in the first one happened.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, thank you guys so much for spending time out of this boring situation that we're in.
This was a great break in my day. Thank you so much for having me on here.
I know. It's so fun. For doing this is so we can all comb our hair.
I barely did that. I just did that.
But what do you guys have coming up? What podcasts are you doing? I know, Jessica, Michelle, you have a new podcast with Nicole Amy Schreiber.
Yeah, I have a new podcast called Name That Pod. People can vote on the final name of the podcast in the podcast reviews, but we're just shooting the shit. And also, we're now reviewing books. Nicole has never read the Harry Potter series, so I'm forcing her to read it. And we're going to talk about that. We're going all different directions. So it's just like a comedy, weird, whatever the fuck podcast. And then I have a second one that's interviews called Ignorance is Hashtag Blessed. I just interviewed an emergency room physician's assistant about what's going on in the emergency room. So it's more like society and culture than necessarily comedy, but I'm still a jackass, so you'll get some laughs there too.
Right. What was the one thing you took away from your interview with this person that you were surprised by that works in an emergency room?
I mean, it just kind of clarified stuff that I already had a feeling about, but like the medical community really is like low on supplies. Like they, as like official staff, have been told if they like run out of masks to use bandanas, which is crazy to me. So if anyone has like a stockpile of masks, they could really use them at these hospitals. So, you know, go do a drive-by drop off. And also, oh, this was weird that like the CDC guidelines of how the virus spreads changed when there was a mask shortage. Like they were like, oh, it can live in the air. And then they're like, we're running out of masks. And like, well, it's just on surfaces. So, you know, it's not in the air. So shady shit. I don't know. Wow. I wear tinfoil hats.
And Matt, what about you? What do you got shaking or coming up or going on or anything you want to talk about?
Oh, yes. Real quick. I have an album out called Please Hold Me that you can go to my website or Twitter or whatever, and there's a link you can click and people can stream it free or download if they want to own it. I've been sending it out to anyone who asks that is in the hospital industry or works in a grocery store, because these are the people that are having the worst time right now. And I have a podcast that's coming out soon. It's the new version of my old podcast, which was called Advice from a Dipshit with Matt Bronger. And the new version is going to be called This Might Help. People call and leave a message and leave anonymous messages, and I just give them advice right on the spot. I don't hear the message until my producer plays it. So we've got three episodes in the can, and so those are coming out soon, hopefully to kind of let people forget about things for a while. So, yep.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Kenny, for playing along. And again, Mama Bird, thank you very much. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening and keep yourselves occupied. Try not to eat too many carbs. Mm-hmm. And, you guys have been awesome. I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board. Jessica or Michael, what you want to plug anything or throw out your Instagram?
Dude, thanks everybody for tuning in, and thanks guys for coming on, and high five Michael on Instagram, follow me up, and that's what I got coming up, I guess, is Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah, I'm definitely with Michael. I'm at Jess Wellington too, so that's all I got going on pretty much is Instagram and this. So you guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Jessica and Matt for doing this. I really appreciate you guys doing this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me too.
Take care, guys.
You have been lied to.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
I'm not telling that
one. Disney believe you.
You're the real liar. Please stand up.
Right? She's totally serious.
And you
have been lied to.